It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today I want to share a personal story about how mindfulness helped me deal with an unexpected setback. I'm actually recording this in the midst of the setback. So tonight, I got two flat tires while I was working doing Uber Eats. And this is sort of my main income right now. And it's Saturday night, and that means that I couldn't work the rest of Saturday night, can't work all day Sunday, can't work till sometime Monday. And I only have 3 days a week to do my, this kind of work because I'm with my kids the other days of the week. And so it's a setback. It's, you know, more than half my income for the week. And, you know, yeah, not easy for me to deal with at the moment. And normally this would have, in the past, caused a lot of frustration to bubble up. And my mind would have wanted to dwell on how inconvenient and how unfair the situation was. But this time, I thought of the parable of the farmer and his horse. So let me share that story with you now. A farmer's horse runs away, and his neighbors come by to say, "Such bad luck." And the farmer responds, "Maybe, we'll see." A few days later, the horse returns, bringing with it several wild horses. The neighbors exclaim, "What good fortune." Farmer calmly says, "Maybe, we'll see." Later, the farmer's son tries to ride one of the wild horses, but he's thrown off and he breaks his leg. The neighbors sympathize. "What terrible luck." And the farmer replies, "Maybe, we'll see." Soon after, soldiers come through the village conscripting all the young men for war. But the farmer's son is spared because of his broken leg, and the neighbors say, "How lucky." Again, the farmer responds, "Maybe, we'll see." When I thought of this parable, I realized how often we label events as good or bad without knowing their full impact. That shift in perspective helped me to step back from the frustration and uncertainty of being out of work for the weekend. Maybe this delay will give me the chance to rest and recharge. Maybe it'll give me time to work more on my mindfulness coaching. Maybe it'll help me avoid being in the wrong place at the wrong time on the road. Or maybe it's just an inconvenience. The truth is, I don't know how this event fits into the larger picture of my life, but what I do know is that reacting with anger or anxiety won't change the situation. It doesn't mean that I'm not angry or don't have anxiety, but I can acknowledge those feelings and choose to respond in this maybe way. Uncertainty. I don't know what this is going to lead to, what difference it's going to make in the larger picture. Mindfulness teaches us to approach challenges with curiosity instead of judgment. When life throws us a curveball, whether it's a flat tire, a missed opportunity, or something more significant, we can pause and ask, how can I respond to this moment with calm and clarity? What can I learn from this experience? Instead of resisting what happened, we can lean into acceptance. The tires are flat. I can't change that right now, but I can choose how I respond. The farmer's story reminds me that life's events don't come with fixed meanings. The bad luck of a flat tire might lead to good fortune down the road, or it might just be a small blip in the grand scheme of things. By letting go of the need to label events as inherently good or bad, we open ourselves to a sense of calm, even in uncertain times. So if this resonates with you, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I meet life's challenges with curiosity and acceptance even more? For more on setting daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of season 1. It's now again. Life is full of unexpected challenges, like flat tires on a Saturday night. But with mindfulness and a shift in perspective, we can navigate these moments with grace and resilience. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net, where you can also find information about my group and one-on-one mindfulness coaching. And if this episode helped you at all, please make sure that you're subscribed for future episodes. And also, if you could review the episode and share it with friends, that enables me to reach more people with this message of mindfulness. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.